And now, around the world, the Jack Benny program. Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's turn back the clock to early morning and go out to Jack's home in Beverly Hills.
Good morning, Rochester.
Oh, good morning, milkman. Easy with those bottles. Mr. Benny is still asleep.
Okay, here's your order. The milk, cream, butter, and eggs.
Thanks.
Well, I gotta be going.
Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Oh, say, Rochester.
Yeah?
Doesn't Mr. Benny do another of his television shows tonight?
Uh-huh. That's why I'm letting him sleep so late. You know, doing radio and television is quite a strain. Even for a man of 39.
Who are you trying to kid? You've been saying Mr. Benny is 39 for years.
I know, and I'll keep right on saying until I get a better offer from some other comedian.
I see what you mean. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I better put this stuff in the refrigerator.
Hello.
So that's where you've been hiding. Gosh, look at her shiver. Polly, how do you feel?
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This is the second time you've hidden in the refrigerator. Here. Let me take you out of there. I better give you something to keep it from catching cold. Let's see. What's good for that? Maybe some cognac. Or hot milk. Yeah, I'll give you some hot milk.
Cognac.
Here's a cognac. I'll pour a little into your dish.
Good morning, Rochester.
Good morning, Mr. Benny. I'll have your breakfast in just a minute.
Oh, that's fine. I'm really hungry.
It won't take long. I'll let you sleep a little later because you're doing your TV show tonight.
You know, I'm glad you did, Rochester, because I had the same dream again.
The one where you were locked in the California bank?
Yeah. And I counted all the money. The fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds, and $1,000 bills. And finally, the total was $7,349,560. Boy, what a relief.
Why?
The night before, I was $2 short. Gosh, the dream was so real.
It must have been. Wash the green off your hands and have your breakfast.
Okay. Hello, Polly.
Hello.
Rochester, what's the matter with Polly?
Oh, it's a long story. She's starting to catch a cold, so I gave her a little cognac.
Cognac? Why didn't you give her bourbon?
I can't stand her when she's got whiskey on her breath.
Well, take good care of her while I'm at the studio. You know, I won't want anything to happen. I'll get it. Coming. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello.
How you feeling, kid?
Fine.
What's new?
Nothing.
Well, what'd you come over here for?
Say goodbye. I'm running away from home.
Not again. Always runs away from home. Dennis, does your mother know you're running away from home?
It was her idea.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Another fight with your mother, huh?
Uh-huh.
What happened this time?
Well, we were all sitting around the dinner table laughing and having a good time, and then suddenly she lost her temper when I mentioned August 14th, 1924.
Well, what happened that day?
That's when I was born.
Oh, and as soon as you mentioned your birthday, she hit you, huh?
Yeah, but she hit my father first.
Well, kid. Why don't you...
Oh, Mr. Benny!
What is it, Rochester?
Your breakfast is ready.
Okay, I'll be right there. Dennis, have you had your breakfast yet?
No.
Why don't you run out and get some while I'm having mine? It won't take long.
Mr. Benny, when I heard Mr. Day come in, I prepared breakfast for him, too.
Oh. Well, Dennis, how about joining me?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry.
But, Dennis, you told me you haven't had your breakfast.
I know.
Then how come you're not hungry?
I just had lunch.
Look, Dennis, if you weren't going to run away and you were going to be on the program next Sunday, you'd sing a song, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's hear it now. Always running away. Song was fine. I know it'll be wonderful on the program next Sunday.
What do you mean next Sunday? I'm running away today.
I know, but while you were singing it, I recorded it.
Gee, for an old man, you don't miss a trick, do you?
Look, Dennis, will you please leave me alone? I don't want to be aggravated because I'm supposed to do my television show today.
Oh, your TV show? Who's going to be your guest star?
Johnny Ray.
When your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye.
Now cut that out.
It's no secret.
Dad, stop.
Gee, you're jumpy. You think it was you who was running away from home.
Dennis, why don't you stop?
Mr. Benny, Polly's still sneezing. Shall I call the drugstore and have them send over some medicine?
The drugstore? Well, call up a veterinarian and have him come right over.
But, boss, that vet charges a lot of money for home visits.
So what? You know where to send the bill. What are you laughing at?
If the Blue Cross ever finds out that Polly Benny isn't your daughter, you're in trouble. Anyway, Polly doesn't need a vet. She just has a little cold.
Oh, say, Mr. Benny, can I use your phone?
The phone? Yes, Dennis. Go ahead.
Thanks. I want to call TWA. I'm going to get on a plane and go as far
now,
away as I...
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Wait a minute. This has gone far enough. Now, you pick up that phone and call your mother and tell her that you're sorry and that you're not going to run away from home.
But, Mr. Benny...
Do as I say. Now, call your mother.
Okay.
Silly kid. Treating his mother like that.
Hello, Mother. This is Dennis. Your son. I'm over at Mr. Benny's. Uh-huh. He wanted me to call you and tell you I'm sorry and that I'm not going to run away from home. What? Okay, goodbye, Mother.
What'd she say?
She said for you to mind your own business.
Well, I don't care matter what she said, you're still not going to run away from home. And take that...
I'll get it, Mr. Benny.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Rochester. Mr. Benny up yet?
Up and assembled. He's in the den.
Oh, thanks. Well, hi, Jack. Hello, Dennis.
Oh, hello, Don.
Hello, Don. I thought I'd see you at the studio.
I know, but I came over here first. I want to see you about a rather personal matter.
What is it?
Well, can I talk to you privately? It's a little confidential.
Well, don't mind me. Tomorrow I'll be in Pakistan.
Be quiet. Now, what is this personal matter, Don?
Well, I've broached this subject to you before. It's just this. I don't like all the jokes you make about my size.
But, Don...
Oh, it wasn't so bad on radio, because there the listeners couldn't see me. You could even do the same jokes about a skinny person.
Well, then what's your complaint?
Now you're doing them on television, and with me standing there, people can see I'm a big tub of blubber.
Well, Don, I'm sorry.
Just being sorry is not enough, Jack. I'd like you to take that joke out of today's script.
Which joke?
The one where you say to me, Don, are those your chins or are you chewing on a Venetian blind?
It's a wonderful joke, and I made it up.
I don't care. I want it out.
Well. You must be loaded. Brother, you're rich when you can talk to me like that. Okay, Don. I didn't know you were... Excuse me, Don. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Bob Crosby.
Oh, Bob. Bob, what is it?
Well, Jack, I'm kind of worried. You see, Frank Remley has disappeared.
No.
Yeah. He's been gone for a couple of weeks now, and I'm getting more and more upset.
Did you report his disappearance to the police?
I went there last night.
Well, did you give the police a good description of Frankie?
Well, I didn't have to. They got his picture, fingerprints, and baby shoes.
Baby shoes? Didn't Remley have them bronze?
Yes, and he used them for brass knuckles.
No kidding.
But, Jack, this could be serious.
You're right. Maybe Frankie has amnesia and has forgotten who he is.
Well, I'm not worried about that. You see, he carries an identification tag with his name, address, and also his blood type.
Oh, I didn't... What is Frankie's blood type?
Old Crow.
Well, that I should have known. Now, look, Bob. Don't worry about Frankie. He'll turn up. Unfortunately, he always does.
Well, I hope so. So long, Jack.
Goodbye, Bob.
Well, I gotta run along. Can I drop you anyplace, Dennis?
Not unless you're passing Funafuti.
Go.
Mr. Benny!
What? You better get going to the studio or you'll be late for your television show.
Oh, yes, I better hurry. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay. So long, boss.
Goodbye. You know, Rochester, I'm kind of nervous. I hope I have a funny television show today.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, boss. The minute you come on the stage, the audience will start laughing and screaming. You can't miss.
What makes you so sure?
You forgot to put on your pants.
I'll be darned. I almost did TV in my BVDs. Rochester, get me my trousers. I have to hurry to the studio.
Yes, sir.
Gee, these new cars are sensational. Power steering, windows go up when you press a button, a classy horn. Gee, I'm sure glad I waited for a 1954 Cadillac. Yes, sir. Well, here's Television City. Thanks for the lift, mister. Better go in.
Good afternoon. afternoon, Mr. Benny.
Well, Mac, what are you doing here? You used to be the doorman over at the radio studio.
Yep, but they transferred me here to Television City.
Oh, yeah. Say, Mac, is the makeup man in?
Yes, sir. And your guest star, Johnny Ray, is here, too.
Good, good. See you later.
Oh, say, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Mac.
Mr. Benny, how long ago was it that you held the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest?
Well, we finished that 8 years ago.
Well, you ought to make an announcement on your program. We keep getting about 500 letters a week.
Well, at least they're listeners. They couldn't hate me if they weren't. Yeah. See you later. Dum-dum-dum-dum, ricochet romance. Dum-dum-pum-pum-pum-pum. Gee, Television City is certainly beautiful. It's got the latest style architecture. The architects put in all the latest improvements. Electric eyes, sliding walls, thermostatic air conditioning, indirect lighting, complete soundproofing. Luckily, there's a gas station on the corner. They forgot the washrooms.
A ricochet romance.
I wonder where my director is. Oh, stagehand.
Yes, Mr. Benny?
Have you seen Mr. Ralph Levy, my director?
Yeah, there he is with the camera crew.
Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Levy. Mr. Levy.
Here I am, Jack.
Mr. Levy, I understand you had some things you wanted to discuss with me before I go on.
Oh, yes, Jack. It's just a minor thing. But whenever you start a television show and you're out on the stage by yourself, I notice you always keep putting your hands in your hip pocket. This can be very distracting.
Well, I'm sorry, Ralph. It's a habit.
Jack, you're out there alone. Your money's safe.
Okay, I'll watch it. Now, Ralph, there are a couple of things I'd like to talk to you about.
What's that?
Well, some people told me that when they saw me on television during my last show that I looked kind of old, and they even detected a few wrinkles in my face. Now, why is that?
Well, it's very simple, Jack. You see, you know you're 39, and I know you're 39. It's just the camera that's so stupid.
Excuse me, you say, Mr. Levy, should I get the scenery set?
Yeah, Joe, and Harry, move those lights a little closer. Dick Fisher, tell the cameraman to stand by.
Oh, say, Ralph, wait a minute. We're not doing a murder mystery on the show tonight, are we?
Of course not.
Then why is that body lying there?
Well, I don't know. It's been there since we did our last TV show.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. I found him.
Well, Mr. Levy, it's time for dress rehearsal.
Okay, Joe. Everybody stand by. Ready, Jack?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Jack, I almost forgot.
What?
Before you came here, I timed the show again, and we were 3 minutes too long. So I cut out the scene where you play the violin solo.
Now, wait a minute, Ralph. You can't cut that scene.
I had to. I told you we were 3 minutes long.
You're not taking out my violin solo.
Jack, I'm the director, and I think it's best for the show. The violin is out, and that's final.
Well, it's not final. I'm going over your head to the producer.
I'm the producer, too.
Oh, yes, I forgot. The producer and the director. Whose idea was it you should hold down two jobs?
Yours. You wanted to save the money.
Well, I don't care if you are the producer and the director. I'm the star, and I say my violin solo stays in.
And I say it comes out.
I say it stays in. Ralph. Ralph, that big light fell from way up there on that platform almost hit me. How could an accident like that happen?
That was no accident. It's amazing what you can do when you're the producer and director.
I don't care. We're going to do it my way. All right, we'll do it your way.
That's better.
Well, I'll go to my dressing room and change.
Hey, Mr. Levy.
What is it, Joe?
You were right. He's chicken.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our greatest national hazards is fire. Tonight, through carelessness, a fire could start in your home and a life could be lost. Don't let it happen. Be on guard constantly against fire. Make sure every match, every cigarette is out before you discard it. Empty all ashtrays before leaving the house or going to bed. Observe all fire regulations. Don't give fire a place to start. Thank you.
First, friends, a lot of very famous men have said a lot of famous things about education. Like, you're never too old to learn. Education makes the man. And only the educated are free. Now, I don't claim to be a famous man, but I doubt very much if anyone would ever include anything I've ever said in a book of famous quotations. But I would like to say something about education, and I can say it in just five letters. USAFI. That's right, USAFI. The United States Armed Forces Institute, the largest school in the world. Most of you know what USAFI is and have taken USAFI courses or are taking them now. The Institute offers many courses, over 340 as a matter of fact, which cover a variety of subjects in which you service personnel can take under one of three plans. The first is the correspondence course, which requires written lessons to be submitted to your nearest USAFI center. All necessary texts, study guides, lesson sheets, and envelopes are provided. The second plan is the self-teaching course, which doesn't require the submission of lessons. USAFI sends you the necessary instructional material, and then you're on your own. The third way you can study a USAFI course is by group study, with an experienced instructor holding regularly scheduled classes. There are also correspondence courses offered by many universities and colleges through USAFI. Somewhere along the way, you can find the subject you'd like to study. So, while you're in the service, investigate your opportunity to learn. Contact your unit I&E officer or write to USAFI, Madison 3, Wisconsin. For a uniform education, study with USAFI.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before, tonight I'm doing my TV show, and my guest star will be Johnny Ray. And we're going to... Hello? Oh, Johnny, are you a television city? You aren't? Well, where are you? On the corner of... What are you doing there? Oh, you're waiting for a 1954 Cadillac, too. Well, get here as soon as you can. Goodbye, Johnny. Good night, folks.
Jack Benny Program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, and John Tackerberry, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. As usual, Jack Benny and all the gang will be back next week at this same time. See you then. Good night. Forces Radio Service.